Good evening.
Hello, Carlos.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a short public opinion survey, and we would like to include a response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Do you
yes.
or does any member mm-hmm. of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no? Hello, sir?
No, we don't. No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely?
Yes.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with which political party are you registered? A Republican, a Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Republican. Republican.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. What is your main or racial background? African American, Asian American, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
55.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. And generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? What's your opinion, sir?
On the wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Now, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I'm going to read them all, okay? You can pick one of them. Traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation, and the cost of things like grocery and gas. If you have to pick one, which one would you pick?
It would be the corruption in local government.
Thank you. Moving on. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how are you likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably
definitely vote for the Republican, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Sir, and now I'm going to read you real quick a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Now, would you please tell me, sir, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Now, if you have no opinion or never heard of them, just let me know, okay? So here's the first one. Raquel Regalado. What's your opinion, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Barry or somewhat?
I don't know that one.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay, and Cindy Lerner, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, and Richard Presnick, favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know the guy.
Okay.
I don't know the guy.
Never heard of it? Okay, let's move
Never
on.
Never heard about him.
No.
Yeah.
You will now be asked a few questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Daniela Lavin Cava, Manny Yassi, or Alexander, Alexander Arola.
Alexander Arola.
Arola, okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Alexander Arola?
Probably.
Probably? Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Presnick?
Regalado.
Greg Alato. Okay. And yeah. Would you say that you are definitely voting for, or probably voting for Raquel Greg Alato?
Probably.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, sir, do you think Raquel Greg Alato is part of the problem or is part of the solution in county government? What is your opinion?
That is part of the problem.
Part of the problem, okay. And on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. Now, the proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. Now, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased in Miami-Dade County homeowners. Now, knowing this, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No against it.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely vote no. Okay. And now moving on, I do appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner and the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, sir, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? They just want to know how would you react to it. And if each will make you no difference, just let me know, okay? Now, as the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes and the middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Now, is this statement will make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support Ms. Lerner?
Much less likely.
Now, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing influence, peddling. Now, when you hear this statement, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support?
Somewhat more,
okay. And as Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as a mayor of Pinecrest, a learner trying to annex land west of US 1 and incorporate a Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Now, we hear this statement. Would that make you much more, much less likely to support her? Much less. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, we're almost done. Now, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents in town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who said she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Again, so much more, someone much less, or someone less likely to support her.
Much less.
Okay. And all the Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes. Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. When you hear this statement, will that make you support her much more, somewhat, or somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take a meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support her when you hear
Some more.
Okay. Let's move to the next candidate. I'm going to read you real quick a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After this, we're almost done now. Okay. After hearing each one, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado if the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission. And after each, please, if it makes no difference, just let me know, okay? Now, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from the $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules and efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Again, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, much more.
Okay? Much more.
As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resiliences, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much more, somewhat less, much more. Okay? And as the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism, a decalled safety program with police, and funding job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents and the autism spectrum. When you hear this statement, will that make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less,
much less?
Much more? Okay.
Much more.
And as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and to solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with their complicated things like permitting. Much more, somewhat more,
much more.
Okay, after this, we're almost done, sir. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Much more, somewhat, much less, or
much more.
Just to support her? Okay.
Yeah, to support her.
Raquel
yes.
Regalado has served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board members to ever serve in the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants or affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Same question, sir. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less,
much less. Much more.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and support increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for the 2024 re-election. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less,
much less.
Much more. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are on the investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. With that, much more, somewhat more, much less, or so much less, or makes no difference?
Much less.
Much less, okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that the key to successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less.
Someone
more. Thank you, sir. Now, let's finish this up. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prasnick?
Regalado.
Okay, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ms. Regalado?
I'm probably voting for her, yes.
Probably, okay. Now, prior to taking the survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on the social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram sometimes.
Instagram?
But no, I never went.
Okay. Now, moving on, sir. The following are a list of websites online, a newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Sir, please indicate if you follow this current, this content regularly, follow this content, but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. The first one is the key, Biscayne Independent. Do you follow that regularly?
Not regularly.
Not at all. Okay.
Right,
now, the FM radio. FM radio. Follow it regularly? Not regularly?
Regularly.
Okay. A local newspaper like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Never. Never.
Okay. Yeah. And only in date. Do you follow that?
No.
Never. Okay. Miami's community news. Follow regularly, follow not regularly, or do not follow?
Not regularly.
Okay. And local political blogs. Follow regularly, follow not regularly, or do not follow?
Not regularly.
Okay. And AM talk or new radio? Same question. Regularly or not regularly?
Regularly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up. I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to be labeled yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative when it comes to your political belief?
Conservative.
Okay. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school? College graduate?
From college.
Okay.
From college.
Thank you. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes the survey. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.